Officials say nearly 3,000 Ukrainian prisoners of war have been released from Russia in prisoner exchanges since Russia began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine more than 2 years ago. However, more than 10,000 remain in Russian custody, some of whom have endured 2 years of conditions that a United Nations expert described as horrific. There have also been reports about some abuses by Ukrainian forces against Russian troops, including beatings. However, Ukrainian authorities have been more open towards international groups and media to visit centers where they are held, perhaps limiting the number of reported abuses. Yet critics say the Ukrainian government's rehabilitation program, which usually involves 2 months in a sanatorium and a month at home, is inadequate. Experts point out that the traumas suffered by Ukrainian prisoners are growing with the length and severity of the abuse they are being subjected to as the war drags on. The United Nations has well documented Russia's torture of prisoners of war. Former inmates have spoken about relentless beatings, electric shocks, rape, sexual violence, and mock executions, seen by UN investigators as a systematic, state-endorsed policy. Many detainees have also reported lingering symptoms like blackouts and fainting spells stemming from repeated blows to the head that were severe enough to cause concussions. And more prisoners of war are expected as Russia moves on towards Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city in the northeast of the country. Shocked residents, including a woman, are lying on the ground as an apparent drone fired by Russia hit Kharkiv. Several drones and missiles have hit apartment blocks and industrial areas in recent days, though Moscow claims it is targeting strategic military sites. Outside Kharkiv, Russian forces continued their advance across northeastern Ukraine on Sunday, seizing several small settlements along the border. They reportedly forced Ukrainian troops to retreat from some positions if they weren't captured or killed. Aid workers confirmed that Russian troops had advanced deeper inside Ukrainian territory and were now threatening several small towns on the outskirts of Kharkiv. However, Russian officials say at least 5 people were killed and 9 wounded since Saturday in 3 separate Ukrainian counterattacks involving drone and artillery strikes on the Russian border provinces of Belgorod and Kursk and the Ukrainian city of Donetsk, which Russia claims to have annexed. It has underscored growing concerns about the escalation of the war since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, with hundreds of thousands of people being killed and injured. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.